With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Chinese Foreign Ministry is lashing out the Biden administration's plans to slap new tariffs on Chinese electric vehicles, batteries, solar cells, steel, aluminum, and medical equipment. White House advisor Jake Sullivan.
It's no secret that the president, this entire administration, has been concerned about unfair practices by the PRC that harm American workers and businesses, the issue of overcapacity, the ways in which China has put in place a series of non-market distorting practices in strategic sectors. And he has said consistently, I'm going to stand up and push back against that.
The tariffs come less than 6 months before the November election. DOJ says Boeing violated a 2021 deferred prosecution agreement involving fatal 737 crashes. And a filing in U.S. federal court in Texas, the DOJ says the agreement protected the aviation manufacturer from criminal charges. The filing says Boeing broke the agreement by failing to design, implement, and enforce a compliance and ethics program to prevent and detect violations of the U.S. fraud laws throughout its operations. Boeing has 30 days to respond. Also at SRNNews.com, the 2024 Baltimore mayor's race includes familiar faces and corruption allegations.
In the Democratic primary for Baltimore's mayor, incumbent Brandon Scott is facing off against former Mayor Sheila Dixon. Dixon's tenure was cut short in 2010 after she took a plea deal for misappropriating gift cards meant for poor families. Scott beat Dixon by a narrow margin in 2020. The winner of the primary will be considered the prohibitive favorite in the general election in the heavily Democratic city. Public safety has become a key issue in the campaign. Scott has been the face of Baltimore since the deadly collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in March, but it remains to be seen whether that will help his campaign. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
This is SRN News. Decency experts issue a warning.
They are concerned about Disney's plan to unveil a new streaming bundle that will include HBO Max, best known for its production of explicit content. The Parents Television and Media Council says the partnership is, quote, akin to putting the Playboy Mansion inside the gates of Disneyland, and will give children access to some of the most sexually explicit, graphically violent, and profane content available on streaming platforms today. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arizona's highest court is giving the state's attorney general another 90 days to decide further legal action in the case of 160-year-old abortion ban. Lawmakers recently voted to repeal the law, but the vote won't take effect until 90 days after they wrap up the current session. The Arizona Supreme Court order leaves in place for now a more recent law that legalizes abortion up to 15 weeks of pregnancy. This is SRN News. West Virginia Governor Jim Justice and former Maryland Governor Larry Hogan win Republican Senate nominations.
The political contests in Maryland and West Virginia could have big implications for the Senate majority fight this fall. West Virginia's Jim Justice is immediately favored to flip a Democratic seat that will be vacated by Senator Joe Manchin. Maryland's Larry Hogan gives Republicans a legitimate chance at picking up a Senate seat in deep blue Maryland for the first time in more than four decades. Hogan will face Democrat Angela Alsobrooks, who notched a striking win in a contentious primary in which she was dramatically outspent. Three states hosted primary elections Tuesday, Maryland, Nebraska, and West Virginia. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Texas universities abolished hundreds of positions and programs as a result of the state's new ban on diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. More details at SRNNews.com.